My name is Alan, and I became a carer at the age of 44 when my wife Beverly had a stroke at the age of 40. I was probably a bit naive about how soon I would be able to return to an ordinary routine. I was comforted by learning that Beverly would receive a full care package upon her discharge from the Regional Quarry Brain Injury Unit at Musgrave Hospital. But it wasn't long after her return home that I realized that the care provision wasn't going to be enough. So I expressed my dissatisfaction and called a meeting between the trust and the care provider, when I was told straight to my face, "We don't do mobility." So that meant that I was going to take the responsibility of the transfers and helping Beverly up and down the stairs, in and out of the house, etc. For this, I was very thankful to have been included and invited to learn some basic physiotherapy techniques, such as the open hand method, and also, you know, safe transferring. This was to prove very crucial. Now, as the months went by, Beverly progressed very well, and I was able to go back to the trust and negotiate an exchange of some care provision for personal assistance. And again, this was very useful. I worked with the Northdown Community Stroke Team as well on this. And we made the case successfully that this would further assist Beverly's recovery. So that was good. So that was about a year into the recovery and discharge. So then I could start paying a little more attention to myself as a carer. I remember one carer's forum in which I was giving a light moan about, being signposted okay. I saw the notice boards, I knew who to call. And a fellow carer said to me, "You were signposted?" There still remains a big issue about adequate signposting and navigation for carers, basically from day one. As an aside, I know Beverly and I are both involved in one of the integrated care partnership committees, and there's discussion about earlier intervention between, say, the stroke teams and the acute services, which is a very good thing. I'm a big proponent of it. I would argue that something similar should take place in regards to carers. I'm identifying who the carers are and trying to get them on board as soon as possible. So what I'm saying is that as a carer, I never actually received any brief from anyone at any time in the whole process. So I figured it out, as most of us carers do along the way. And there doesn't appear to be anyone in the system who has any responsibility for the carer's well-being, whether physical and or mental. And there appears to me to be too much reliance on self-resilience of the care. So in sum, I would say identify the appropriate family care. It may not be who you think it is. Include that person in the rehabilitation process. Like in my case, demonstrates the value that it can bring to the rehabilitation. Remember, that person, that family care, will be able to do more than any private care in the industry. And lastly, I'd say brief the care. It would be good if there was some pathway that would include services and support for that care. The care is a very valuable part of this process. We've had a good experience, but at times frustrating one. We just want to take all the good things that we've learned and try to improve it for others. Thanks very much.